From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Two Venezuelan opposition leaders who were under house arrest have been seized by state security forces 2 days after a controversial vote creating a National Assembly to rewrite the Constitution. Ravina Shamdasani, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights spokesperson, called for their release.
Now, the detention of these two very prominent opposition figures had already been declared arbitrary by the UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention, which is the authority on these matters. So we're asking the government to respect this decision and to promptly release these two men.
Venezuela's vice president on television says the newly elected Constituent Assembly that could dramatically reshape the nation's government will be convening soon. United States Secretary of State Rex Tillerson addressed North Korean leaders, saying that the United States is not their enemy. However,
we don't think having a dialogue where the North Koreans come to the table assuming they're going to maintain their nuclear weapons is productive. So that's really what the objective that we are about is.
Tillerson said the North Korean threat has materialized in the ways that was expected and that the administration has responded with peaceful pressure. Tillerson said he does not blame China for the situation in North Korea, but that the United States would seek Chinese help in achieving a dialogue with Pyongyang. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says diplomatic actions taken by Russia in response to the fresh sanctions that passed by the U.S. legislature would not deter U.S. commitment to security and that of its allies. Pence said that the sanctions that passed by Congress sends a very clear message that with Russia's activities in Ukraine and its support for Iran and Syria, they have to change. This is VOA News.